Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
Y'all know we're catching up and having fun and making jingles. So buckle up, listen in, and stay gay.
Jingle all the way.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
How you been?
I love the Do Not Disturb.
Oh, my God. I'll put it on.
I will, like...
I know you love a Do Not Disturb because I'm texting you. It'll be like, tell me quiet. And I'm like, it's just on Do Not Disturb. I'm trying to get a hold of you.
But apparently there's something you can press that's like alert them anyways, and Bradley alerts me anyways every time.
I'm trying to do that thing. Hey, mama, you can come in. Yes. It will pick you
come
up.
On right. In, birthday come on girl. In. Birthday oh, girl.
Allie saying birthday girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marilu. You're welcome, Marilu.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Ain't you up a little early today?
My mom said, ain't you up a little early today?
That's true. That is true, Marilu.
I can't read lips.
Oh, here, mom, put this on.
Oh,
special guest appearance by my mom.
I think she thought I could read lips.
Oh, you have so many talents. I just assumed that was probably one as well.
I was working on it, but I hadn't got there yet.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Well, that's what I said. You're up too early. You look like you've been up. You're up too early. I mean, you look fabulous.
Damn!
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I look like I've been...
Okay, I'm sorry. My husband just made me mad. He called me crazy while I go, so now I'm irritated at everybody. I'm so sorry.
Why did little Odie call you crazy?
Crazy. Because I was taking out the trash, and he was ready to go to town. And I was like, we got chores to do first. He's like, give me that... He does a Maynard look. Ever knows. And he gave me a Maynard look. So I kind of gave him a look back. He said, well, you don't need to get all crazy this morning. So, anyway, I apologize.
Oh, I love
we're
you.
We're going to fight in the truck, but it'll be okay.
Sounds good. I love you, Mary Lou. Happy birthday.
You thank you, hon. Here you go. Get that coffee, though. Oh, what? Bye. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh my God, Allie, you look great, Allie.
No, she don't. I'm sorry.
Mama, that Mary's like, don't lie to your best friend.
She's fanning herself. Bye. I know she feels bad. Friend, you look great.
Thank you.
My mom just yells out from the hallway. No, she don't.
I just look like I just woke up, and that's true.
Hey, I also just woke up, staying up late, sleeping.
And apparently you look great.
No, they've made a comment. My dad made a comment about me sleeping in.
They've already made a comment for me. Oh, my gosh.
Man, we needed that.
Man, we needed that. We needed it.
Yo, that was my mom. I'm not going to edit that out.
No.
My mom... straight roasting you
with so much love.
You don't look tired.
Well, no, I didn't mean it. It's you just
you have a certain way about you.
You just kind of look like you just got up.
I'm surprised you're awake this early.
Yeah, right. That was a burn. What time Mary Lou get up? 4:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. It is, right?
Actually, yes.
The hell is she doing at 4:30?
Pacing. Man, his parents have
got to make sure she gets her 10,000 steps back and forth in the kitchen.
They just pace, man. Cheers, friend. We're both having coffee.
Cheers, friend.
Cheers, friend.
Ooh. Guess what I found?
Vibrator.
Something.
I'm trying to think of like what the fuck you're gonna say that's gonna really blast me out of the water.
Oh, I don't think it's gonna blast you out of the water, but
this is a physical thing or something you found on the internet?
A physical thing I found here at my aunt's house.
Okay,
let me will be keeping.
Okay, give me one more hint.
Clay Aiken.
Oh my god, we've already got a signed autograph.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is it a poster? No.
Don't tell you. Okay.
Okay, hang on. Is it memorabilia? Obviously. T-shirt. You found a Clay Aiken t-shirt?
I found, even better, the American Idol. Like 2002
no,
American
that's
Idol.
That's money. That's vintage.
Tour.
No, with tour Ruben?
With Ruben on
oh
it.
Oh, my
Ruben
God.
Clay.
Oh, my God. A Christmas. Whoa.
I know. It's a Christmas miracle.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
What color is the shirt?
White.
Oh, my God. What's the font?
I don't know. It's right over there.
Block font, cursive font.
I send you.
Regular font.
Not cursive.
Block? Is it big?
I mean, I wasn't looking at it and like, God, what font is this?
Really? Because that's the first thing I look at. I'm like, is this Canva Sans? Is this?
I said American Idol. And I said, God, let it be Clay and Ruben. And it was.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know your whole family. I didn't know they were all
I told
clay
you.
Heads. They're clay heads.
Clay heads hard.
Dude, we are. Welcome to the family. We're playheads. And a Reuben.
And a Reuben, the velvet teddy bear.
Oh my God. I need to listen to the Christmas album, the holiday album.
That's what I need to be listening to too. Also, though, do you think Reuben named himself the velvet teddy bear, or do you think that was a given nickname? And if anybody is curious, we are talking about Ruben Studdard, best friend of Clay Aiken,
mm-hmm.
winner of American Idol 2001, I think.
Oh, man, I think. I wonder if a promoter gave him that name.
Mm.
But I could also see somebody giving themselves that name, the Velvet Teddy Bear.
I mean, it's a great nickname.
It's a great nickname. Dude. So if we pray to Clay.
Yeah. 2003 was the year. So that must be the year of my t-shirt.
20 years old. Damn. Lucky find, man.
Lucky find. I'll be honest,
so,
though.
When we pray to, should we be praying to Ruben too? Is Ruben like a saint? Like a patron saint?
Mm-hmm. See,
or guardian
let's
angel.
See, where is Ruben Studdard from? I feel like he might be from like Georgia. Frankfort.
North Carolina?
No. Ain't no way Ruben Studdard is from Frankfort, Germany.
maybe.
Oh, maybe he was born there. I don't know. I mean, now I just need to know so much more. I mean, obviously all the,
I hope my mom tells everybody she sees today that they look like they just woke up.
Born
mm-hmm.
in Frankfurt, Germany.
Dude.
But grew up in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, so he's Southern.
He is Southern. We'll have him on.
Obviously, we'll have to have him on.
We'll have him on for sure.
See if you can see it on here. I mean, you can't really tell.
No, you can tell it. You can.
My mom
tell
comments
it
on my muscles.
As she should.
I've been awesome out, man.
Man, don't try to pick her up though. Unless you feel like you're in a very
secure. Well, my mom ain't gonna koala bear me. I'm gonna cradle my mother like a little baby.
That could have been an option.
Wake up at 4 a.m. and I'm going to pace. I'm going to hold her. I'm going
to do walking. You say, good morning.
Good morning. I'm awake too, mother. I pop out from one of the kitchen cabinets. Mother. Oh, man. Dude, I got an embroidery sewing machine.
Is it fancy schmancy?
Well, it's from like 2003, 2004, maybe 2011.
It works. So
it works. It does really cool basic stuff. I have to buy these massive SD cards. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can design a design on your computer, but you need a CD-ROM. It's like old, old.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been like learning how to do it and practicing on this shirt. I'm just putting like Dyke and Butch and shit all over it.
Yeah.
And then I wear that shirt to the gym. And I'm like, look at me.
They bitches.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's been pretty nice. But yeah, it's about to be a game changer. Especially wow. for our merch.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
Nice. I mean, not in a bad way, but you look like your eyes are puffy. You look like you just woke up and your hair's a little messy.
It is. My hair's a little messy. My eyes are puffy.
I'm just trying to do my mom's voice. You look great, Allie. Smiling. It's really not the first thing. I mean, I got that same thing too.
Yeah.
You sleep well, little buddy? Look tired. No, I didn't sleep well. I have a lot on my mind. And maybe I did sleep a little well. Dude, y'all, we lost a good friend this week.
Yeah.
Kind man. It's been hard.
You've probably seen us posting about it. Yeah, our good friend, fellow comedian, we came up with in Chicago.
It feels like losing a part of my child, like a...
Yeah, right?
Like that time in my life.
I mean, yeah, it was like open mic time. It was like we're seeing each other every single day.
Every day.
Every single day. And like...
hours a day and laughing.
Not one open mic. You know, you go multiple. To three in a night. You're sitting there for hours together just shooting the shit. But yeah, Kenny was hilarious. And I think the number one thing people would keep saying is just how kind he was. And that
inclusive, including inclusive. Everyone.
Yeah.
Inclusive, like he's a diversity program at a corporation. Well, he's inclusive, so.
Yeah. So,
just a good guy.
Just a good guy.
Just a good guy. So, my dad saw me crying and was like, do you want to go have a burn? And I was like, I just can't right now. And he was like, are you sure, buddy? Sometimes it helps me just to look at the flames. Yeah. I was like, I appreciate you, Dad, but too hard right now to move.
Yeah.
So, Kenny, we love you.
We it's crazy you,
because I was on the phone with the Putterboss sisters right when I found out, because I knew they were very involved in the communication of information. And on the back porch, my neighbor's dog got loose.
Oh.
And I just heard, like, as we were like crying about Kenny and telling me what happened, I just heard this woman screaming, Kenny, come home. Kenny, come home. And y'all already know I believe in angels.
Yeah.
I got chills again. Kenny, come home. Kenny, come home.
Wow.
Kenny. And this woman is yet to yell at her dog again. And I was like, what are the odds? I really think that was Kenny saying that he went home and he's okay. It was just a really nice angel moment.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, we know that the holidays can be tough and they can also be joyous at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Two things can be true at the same time. It's okay to hold heavy emotions.
Yeah.
And also joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's weird. I was telling Allie on a more positive note.
It's also just weird, like, because we're all the exact same age.
Yeah. Man, I don't know how you've been. My mind now is like, what if something happens and I'm just driving?
Yeah, what right.
What if somebody I love is just, something just happens, like a freak accident.
Yeah.
And it's like this weird anxiety will creep up for a few seconds. And yeah. And it's interesting too, because like, not interesting, I guess it's just sad. Like examining my feelings, and just, it's also bringing up such a wonderful time and such a carefree time.
Carefree. That's a good.
Carefree. And even though there was still like Chicago comedy bullshit, mm-hmm. we all knew each other, mm-hmm. cared about each other. But it's like this age, too much. So everyone is like, tell your friends you love them.
So we love you, gay wads.
We love you, gay wads. I did get a cool callback, though. That was interesting to feel.
Yeah, yeah, dog.
My dogs. Let's try to get in that David Fincher. I got a callback for this big thing, but it's in person. And I was texting Allie late last night, stressing the hell out about it. Because I'm in Texas. That's in LA. It's also the holiday weekend, but it's really exciting. And it would have been closer to $1,000. And then finally they were like, no, we can do Zoom. But talking about
feeling, but you're good. Still in the running, dog. You're still in the running.
You know I'm still in the running. But you know, it's that feeling of like, wow, this is so fun and like really cool, but then also holding space for the grief. And I encourage you all, if you're feeling grief and happiness, to hold them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels weird. I haven't posted about it. And I feel anxious about posting about it and guilty that I haven't. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've never thought I would have to feel this way. But I hold the grief. I think that's okay.
I did. Yeah. Nobody has to post something like it's.
I know.
I mean, I did, but like.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling callous because I'm not. Social media anxiety.
Yeah.
You did a post. I saw your post.
Yeah.
Wasn't it so fun to get the smallest opportunity or the smallest gig? And it was like the biggest thing in the world.
I just remembered, I didn't even put this in my thing, that Kenny and I, one time we got a gig like somewhere in like the middle of Indiana, and we show up and it's one of those, there's a chicken coop on one side. We pull in this like gravel driveway, chicken coop. And then there's like this big, it's like one of those metal buildings, like
a shed.
Kind of
like, or like a VFW,
huge. That's where we were. The VFW, no way.
dude, VFW all the way.
Me and Kenny got so drunk.
I bet they were dollar beers. I bet they gave it to you for free.
It was so cheap. We did a comedy show, all lights on, full lights.
The VFW doesn't know how to turn off a light.
No, but that was, and then of course. Drunkenly drove home, but we I just remember we pulled up and we're like, are those chickens?
Well, we already know what your mom thinks about my chickens and her stories with chickens.
Oh God.
She's sending me more messages. Chicken content, different chickens.
Well, get ready. I'm sure there's more coming. Certain of it.
Man, I haven't been to a good DFW in a minute. Or DFW, a VFW. Hall.
Oh, yeah. Well, why would you go to a VFW hall?
Sometimes they got good music. Or, bingo, community events.
It was kind of set up like all the bingo chairs. It was kind of like set up like that. And then we were like,
okay. Man, I just found out Carol's Country Pub in Chicago. That was my joint with the Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah. I loved
it. Get there, stumble out at 5, get that free. Well, it wasn't free, but somebody would always buy me a burrito. And come home. So it closed in 2016 because they weren't paying taxes.
Yeah.
And somebody bought it, and the outside's still the same, but I saw pictures and it looks like it's totally different inside. Mm. Makes me kind of sad, but I'm sure updated is nice. But I liked having that as my dive bar.
Yeah, I liked it.
Smelled bad. It was perfect.
Smelled so bad.
It smelled so bad. I mean, a Long Island iced tea.
That's what I would normally. If by the time you got to Carol's, you were at Long Island already, iced tea.
You were territory. Already had it. The one I found about 151. So I would order a 151 Long Island iced tea and just say goodnight. I would have the time of my life. At Carol's Country Pub. And they were nice. I did go in there on a weeknight once, just out of curiosity. And it was like 7 or 8 p.m. I was just ready to drink. And I remember ordering that drink. And this woman, grizzled, would love to hear what my mom has to say about her.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, apparently we probably look similar.
She just looked at me and she was like, that's my drink. And I was like, I have to stop drinking this. And I think that was one of the last times I had 151.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
The results are in. And not great.
One time I got real drunk with Heather Dean on, oh my God, Wolf Vodka, Grape Wolf. And we just were screaming, stumbling down the streets in Andersonville. Give me the wolf. Purple mouth, purple teeth. Give me the wolf. And then we would just go to all the different bars.
Nice.
I think Heather met her wife that night. No, that was amazing. That was at a house party, not the show. Oh man, dude. I did make out with men after Carol's when I was still straight. I remember these two guys. Oh my God, my mom just texted me. Tell Allie she looks beautiful and I love her heart emoji.
Oh, I love you too, Mary Lou.
I wonder if they're still home. But I remember like with...
You got bad anxiety. You better text her back, man. She does. Mary Lou has bad anxiety. Don't leave her hanging.
She's basing, man.
You know I could never be mad at you, my sweet Mary Lou. Ever's face right now, y'all. What are you doing? You're looking a little sneaky over there.
I'm not being sneaky. I'm just saying what you said.
Okay, thank you. See, we are millennials. And we come from a certain time where we are one hand typers. I'm like this. Do you always type with one hand ever?
Most of the time.
Yeah, me too.
Who's typing with two hands?
I don't know. My ex used to make fun of me for it and tell me I was old. But
sometimes I type with two. Sometimes I'm like,
I mean, this just feels weird to me.
Beep, beep, beep. I actually just set the phone down and I have to press the buttons. So if I'm out walking, I lift my knee up, create a little table.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
No, man, I used to get real drunk at Carol's back when I was straight. And I remember making out with a few dudes.
Nice.
Getting a cab ride home with them and then almost and like being so drunk.
Oh, yeah.
The sun is up. It's disgusting. And trying to bring these men home. And my friend was like, do not. No. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
We share.
No, you're just like, I'm ready to lose my virginity, ready for something. Chad.
Okay, John, Brian, Derek, some boring name. But yeah, it was definitely a time in my life where I was like, I'm going to force myself.
I definitely had some one night stands after Carol's night.
Ooh.
You know, I did.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, but one time it was like me, Adam Burke, Danny Callis, a bunch of us were at Carol's after shows, and I think it was like me and Danny were dancing, and like he like spins me out and spins me back in, and as he spins me back in, I said, "Dip me, baby," and and I go for the dip, but Danny didn't hear me, and I just land flat on my back on the floor. To the point where like Danny Callis is not even roasting me. He was like, he just said, "Oh shit, dog, you all right? Dip me, baby."
All of your friends are dropping you, man. You're getting dropped.
Everybody drops me.
Everybody's dropping you. Oh, Allie, I'm so sorry.
I mean, I guess I should have given a bit more of a warning than just a drunken screaming, dip me, baby, but...
Dip me, baby. Neil, that's the title of this episode.
Dip me, baby.
Dip me, baby. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a twisted turn of events...
What?
I don't know why I said twisted. I was thinking about twisted tea when I said that.
Okay. Okay.
I can't. In a twisted
finish
tea.
Finish your term. Coffee first. Have your coffee before you have your twisted tea.
Now, this is a dark blue glass Starbucks coffee mug that I did purchase when I was 18. Vintage. Beautiful. On my Starbucks heads. Jealous. So there's been an ongoing gas leak. This is actually quite serious. And if anybody here knows a good tenant's lawyer, or is a tenant's lawyer, we're actually going to, I think we're going to unionize our little.
We're trying to unionize in my building too.
Dude. So we've had an ongoing gas leak. I find out it's been years from our plumber and I've smelled it and I have been getting really tired in my house and not realizing why. And now I'm like, oh, it was probably gas poisoning. So he fixes it. He tells me gas has been bubbling up under my unit in the crawl space and that there's an actual gap between the gas hose and the heater, like under.
Mm.
The guy upstairs, his whole apartment's been smelling like gas. So they do a temporary fix. It's fine. Smells it again. I get a text last Saturday. Hey, when are you coming home? From my landlord. And I call him like, what's up? He's like, well, there's another leak. And I was like, okay, well, this is really dangerous. Can we get this done as soon as possible? Like, you have my permission to go into my unit because you're gonna have to tear out walls. Long story short, this piece of shit has put off fixing our gas leak. So we're supposed to know Monday or Tuesday if we were going to get this fixed. Meanwhile, gas is just leaking into our units.
Mm.
Just in there in the walls. And not only is it a physical danger, but, you know, an emotional. But, you know, it's like health and safety concerns. Yeah. So I'm like calling like my upstairs neighbor and we're like, hey, this is scary. And this guy keeps putting it off. There's no communication. Our landlord will just have the plumber tell us. It's like not the plumber's job. The plumber is like, I'm at work. I don't know. Like, I'll tell you Thursday afternoon. We don't hear anything. He says, I'll know more Saturday. And I'm like, hey, I send these texts, like,
yeah,
putting it all in writing. Like, we were told this, this, and this. Well, our landlord is a really cheap fox, conniving. He's aware that I'm putting everything in writing. So he calls me and I'm like, hey, like, I'm going to conference in my neighbor. And he was like, fair enough. Said it like that. And then he was just like, so, you know, Ever, your text messages, I'm reading this thread, Ever. You're missing a lot of context here, right? Like, you're not adding that we have a two-phase plan. And Seth and I, my neighbor and I, were both like, you haven't told us anything. This message says we're not going to know more until Saturday. Like, it was this wild thing. And then he kept pointing it at me. And, you know, Ever, we're going to have to do this, this, and this. And then he was annoyed that he had to fix the pipes as if it were our fault. And he was doing us a favor. He was like, well, you know, I'm going to have to rip up all the pipes from y'all's apartment. And I'm doing that for you. It's like, yeah, you piece of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, legally, you have legally, to, you little you shit. Have to.
But the pipes are from 1932, and he's known that it's been a leak for quite some time. It's almost been
lock him
days.
Up.
And again, if anybody is a lawyer, I do have one that we might get a consultation from, but it's going to cost like $200 for 30 minutes. But I'm also looking online. But yeah, it's been gnarly. Could you imagine having a gas leak in your apartment, finding out it's been a years long gas leak, exacerbated by the building shifting, and then the glue from, because it's that old, this is so fucking boring. I'm such a boring host right now. I've been boring. Y'all can deal with it. This is riveting to me. The epoxy dissolved because it was from 1932 and the joints, the sealant. Epoxy is the wrong word. I need more coffee. So it's just been seeping in.
I'm so sorry to hear about that, bud.
Dude, I hope that my unit is unpermitted. If somebody out there could help me figure out if I'm living in an unpermitted dwelling.
We want some money.
It's my money, and I want it now.
It's my money. It's my money, and I want it now.
It's my money, and I want it now. Do you remember? Hell yeah, what a throwback.
To Veruca.
Wait.
I'm doing Veruca from Charlie and the Charlotte Factory.
Is that where I'm getting it from? But and she not says, a credit loan commercial?
You might be getting it from a credit loan commercial, too. I want it, and I want it now. Veruca salt.
I got to Google this.
Okay.
Oh, it's J.G. Wentworth.
J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now. J.G. Wentworth.
Ready?
Yeah.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, when you do that, we're never, ever have been able to hear it. You try this all the time and it never works.
Basically, it's just a bunch of neighbors screaming out their window. It's my money and I need it.
Oh, yeah.
It's my money and I need it now.
Could you imagine saying that when he came?
J.G. Wentworth.
877 cash now.
Cash
love. Commercial jingles.
Make one right now. Go.
Okay.
I'm your improv teacher. Okay. Oh, yeah? We're going to improvise a jingle.
Jingling, jingling. Jingling, jingling. It's that time of year.
That's it's perfect.
That time of year. Grab a beer. Grab a beer. Because it's that time of year, jingling.
Schlitz.
How'd I do?
That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Ever.
Ooh. Ah, itchy. Ooh. Itchy. Aquaphor for when you're itchy.
All right, let's keep going.
We hit our sweet spot.
Here we are.
Copywriters. Somebody need jingle makers. All we need is a musical director now.
Oh, yeah.
My parents can't hear our conversation, but they can just hear me screeching in my mom's room.
Okay. This is for Lumi deodorant.
We're not sponsored by Lumi deodorant, but
we would like to be.
We would like to be sponsored by Lumi deodorant.
Armpits, titties, coochie and butt.
Do it again.
I wasn't even done yet.
I know, but that phrase of words, man, do it again.
Okay, I really I gotta need focus to and you don't die laughing because I'm all titties, coochie, and armpits, titties, coochies, and butt. Those are the areas we don't want to smell like smut. You gotta get your Lumi and wipe it in those places. Then you're gonna smell like a flower just bloomed. Lumi.
Freshness when desired.
How'd I do?
I'm the tag.
Yeah, you're the tag.
I'm the tag. You sing the jingles and I say the product. Schlitz.
Okay, Lumi's. I just sing a jingle and then... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I will not mention what the product is.
Okay, I like this game. I definitely do want to try making my jingle, but this is really
okay.
Fun.
Okay. Welcome to the jungle, baby. Is it so hairy? It's scary. Is it so hairy? It is. Okay, what's that for?
Venus razors, triple blades.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly! You nailed it!
When it's stinky in your room, when it's stinky in the car, you can light it anywhere or hang it from your rearview mirror.
Air freshener!
But what kind?
Yankee Candle. Puppy breath.
Y'all, I was like waving in front of my mouth.
Puppy breath.
Doing my little like thumb hand, like a mouth.
That was great. That was really great for product. Okay.
Hey, you kids get off my lawn.
Ba-dun-dun, a-dun, a-dun, a-dun.
We watched Gran Torino. What a movie.
Now you're supposed to keep talking your thing over my underscore.
Okay.
So you hit it. The kids get off my lawn.
Kids get off my lawn. I'm staying in the porch. I've sanded it. And I don't need your footprints all over my slack veneer. I have a nice walnut stain. You kids get off my porch. I don't need your cat wear footprints. That's good. Dude, would you ever go to a jazz festival?
Yes, I would. Skibbity-doo da da.
Yeah. Who's awake now, Mary Lou? We're a duo. Dude, I'm at my mom's makeup desk and there's like hairspray and like, oh, I was like, what is that thing where it's like bringing the noise, bringing the funk? We should do something like that.
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember bringing the noise, bringing the funk and seeing commercials for that? It was a musical on Broadway where they made drums out of trash.
Yes, 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 yes. I do remember that. Stomp the ground.
Is that what that is?
I think it's stomp the ground. I ain't sure.
Siri, is it bringing the noise, bringing the funk? Or is that a song lyric? No. Hey, Siri, what is Stomp the Yard? No, it's a Broadway show.
Okay,
This is a movie. I'm talking about. Hey, I'm not mad. I'm just talking about something else.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not mad.
Okay.
And I'm not feeling defensive.
Okay.
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 I'm fine. Everything's fine.
What would you like to talk about now?
Well, let's just move on. Fine. But if anybody has a good tenants lawyer, I would really appreciate it, because I didn't appreciate my landlord directing all of this at me. Thankfully, my neighbor was like, you know, I'm also very concerned. And I have a very young son. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I did record the conversation.
Yeah, totally. Duh. Record it. Record it.
I've been doing these things at the gym.
What you been on?
Well, I feel like you got all the cool things out and I got boring things out this podcast.
Ever.
You got to say
we titties, have talked to, stop.
Armpits, coochie and butt. And I've only talked about boiled eggs.
I can teach you. I can teach you the jingle if you want to do the jingle. Would you like to learn?
No, I got it.
Okay, how's it go? Go ahead.
Armpits, titties, coochie and butt. We don't want, if you're stinking, we don't want you to smell like smut. Huh? And then I forgot the product name. Libby?
Lumi.
Lumi.
Your butthole will smell like there was something just to blew me. A flower.
Perfect.
So yeah, hire us to do your jingles.
Hire us to do your jingles. And if you are hometown hero, or know somebody at Hometown Hero, we would absolutely love to get dog shit wasted on your Delta 8 and create jingles for you.
Create jingles for you. For sure.
Nightmare jingles. Nightmares. But that was a really fun time.
That was a good time.
Listeners, I have not listened back to that episode.
Do you want to hear things that are not there?
Crickets, crickets, crickets in your ears. It's crazy that we both heard crickets in New York City.
Do you want to be in your house but still lost?
I did have that experience. I could not get off of the couch, and I was like, I need
Where
a protein.
Am I?
I need a protein snack. Dude, yeah. So Hometown Hero, we would absolutely love, we would be honored if you were to invite us to do a live show.
That was just a little snack of what we could be working with.
But I have not listened to that episode yet. And listeners, I hope y'all have.
Wow.
I don't know if you've checked the DMs, but you've had a lot of response for the poop bags. And you have a listener saying that I'll crochet you a hat.
Well, that is so nice. I was joking about that hat. Please don't make that. Because if you make it, then I'll wear it because I'll feel like I have to wear it. I was just really joking about that. But thank you so much for being willing to do that. Maybe a hat that doesn't cover part of my face, I would be interested in.
You wouldn't want your face covered in New York City with all that New York City cold. You don't like it when
you have to go see the video ever, I think.
You don't like when you're wearing like a baklava when it gets like a little moist around your mouth because breathing in that wool.
You don't like that feeling? Yeah, I don't like that.
I bet I could flip a tractor tire right now, no problem.
Oh,
that's
know
what's
you.
Going through my head right now.
I know you could.
I mean, I just remember looking at you and just thinking, I have so many words that are not coming out of my mouth.
For what, bud?
When we were high.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, remember when you dream, some of those waking dreams where it's terrifying?
Yeah.
Like you're almost awake. It's this part of sleep where you're conscious, but your body isn't, and you're trying to wake yourself up. Have you had that?
Yes, I have that.
It's fucking terrifying.
It's awful. Fucking,
and that's what
I'm like, where you'll like try to scream in your dream to hope that it screams aloud and wakes you up. Yeah.
And it feels like you're actually not breathing.
Yeah. And what about the fallen one where you're just falling?
Oh, forget. Sometimes I'll do that as I'm drifting asleep. My body feels like it's fallen.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens to me too.
Dude, that's what Hometown Hero is like. About minute 17 into the trip. Dude. But if you want to hire us or like sponsor us, we would.
Yeah.
We would do your show.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not
going to turn down the show. I still have those gummy tappies.
Great. I have like nothing. So
I have nothing.
I have nothing. I took all of it.
Oh, listeners, we got the Discord link.
Yeah, man. It's up there. We're still
having a problem.
Let us know.
Man, y'all, it's holidays. It's holidays, baby.
Holidays, baby.
I mean, shit. Y'all already know how it's like. I hope y'all are having a great holiday.
Me too.
Should we?
Oh, I got to remember to pack my Cheese Whiz.
Excuse me?
There's this, the spray can Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I can't get it anywhere in New York. I search for it.
What?
So that's what I need to make my broccoli casserole for Christmas.
You use Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, so I got me 2 cans of Cheese Whiz while I was here to take back. But it's
different than Velveeta.
It is. Last time I made it, I used Velveeta just because I couldn't find any in New York.
And people were upset?
I was. Nobody else knew the difference.
You ever just hot melt cheese with a little bit of milk? Slowly? Add a little cream cheese?
No. What did you put that on?
Mac and cheese.
Nice.
You slow melt it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Different types of cheese, man.
My daddy and Patricia took me to the Melting Pot.
I've never been to the Melting Pot.
Oh, it is lovely.
I've always wanted to go.
Well, let's go.
So do they pre-cook the food, or do you also got to cook the food on your thing?
You cook everything on your skewers, and you dip bread and apples and veggies into cheese and melted. They are
making, and you're doing all the work.
It's a great time.
Okay, so what do you have to, or is it like, hey, you're going to come in here and it's $20 a person, like a Golden Corral?
No, it's more than that.
Okay, tell me about the experience.
Well, the experience at the Melting Pot is you come in and get seated.
Is it booth style or chairs?
Booths. There's some tables with chairs, but you know, they have the middle part, which is like where your pot goes.
Right.
So you have to choose your type of cheese. Do you want one like a more of a beer cheese or more of a cheese with more wine? There's a lot of different types. We chose the Alpine.
Now, what's Alpine cheese?
It was delicious. I'm not quite sure.
White or yellow?
White.
Okay.
So we had that.
Can you get multiple cheeses or just one?
If you can get multiple cheeses if you want to pay for multiple cheeses.
Okay.
And then after that came our meal. And with our meal, we got steak, chicken, filet, and shrimp. And some veggies.
Wow. So you grill everything. And a lot of
sauces. Well, you don't grill it. You put it in the bouillon pot.
So it,
you can choose, it's in a pot. So you can choose, do you want which type of bouillon you want, or do you want it fried?
What is bouillon?
Man, you're asking me a lot of things I don't know.
But when you put it in, is it raw or is it hot already?
It's raw.
They're giving you raw meat and trusting you to cook your own meat?
Yeah, they have a sheet that tells you the times. My stomach's a little hurting, bud.
Okay. Well, listeners, on that note, we love you. Stay gay. Have a really wonderful holiday. If you're not listening during the holidays, have it anyways. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
Stay gay.
Jingle balls, you're gay.
You're gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay?